Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm not even going to say children of all ages for this one because this is for adults only. I don't care if you're a man, woman, black, brown, green, blue, yellow, transgender, non-binary, I don't care, but you better not be a child, because we got a lot to talk about, especially where I'm currently.
Turn that fucking theme off. Sorry, fellas and lady. Shut the fuck up. Thank you.
I'm a little bit in a foul mood because I'm still not feeling well. Now I'm getting the nice little trick with my ear where I can hear out of it for 30 minutes and then the hearing goes completely gone in my left ear for 2 hours. And then I'll get hearing back and no pain. So, hey, small miracle, huh? On top of the fact, which is even more irritating to me right now, I'm currently watching, and I shouldn't be while recording this, but right now, and I can't get excited because the game is not over, but we are watching, I am watching, because some may know, some may not. You know that I love horror. You know that I love wrestling, but there's only one thing I love more than those two. Even though it's like being in a relationship with an abusive girlfriend, I love not just baseball, but most of all, Boston Red Sox baseball. And right now, it's the Red Sox versus the Seattle Cucks. And I don't even want to say it because, but it is 5-6. Boston is up. One run after completely that's why I'm not excited yet, because we're in the final inning. If this motherfucker hits these pitches perfectly, you'll hear me go, I'm going to be excited. That means, finally, Boston got off their fucking knees and stopped blowing these baseball games. But if you hear me go, I'm not even going to yell. Like I will with these reviews that we're about to do, and we'll get into them. I'm not even going to yell. I'm so defeated when I see these guys lose a game they should win, like this one. And trust me, you're going, but Pinhead James, it's already that they've fucked up before and the top of the ninth inning with 3 runs ahead. So we don't celebrate until the final pitch out is done. So here in Boston land, because I tell you, I love my Red Sox, I really do, but they can make an art, I mean a fucking Jackson Pollock, Rembrandt, Hunter S. Thompson, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas art out of fucking up the game. That's why I say sometimes they get on their knees and they just love to blow the game. It's their favorite pastime other than winning World Series, and they have quite a few. Anyway, that's just a pre-warning. I know that turned into a little bit of a rant, but we need to save those for later because we got quite a bit of business to discuss. Boy, do we. Sasha and Naomi walked the fuck out, told Vince McMahon, "Hey, bitch. Me and Naomi discussed it backstage. We decided these boots were made for walking. And that's just what they'll do. And today, you fucking white-ass cuck, we're walking out on you." And drop their fucking tag team belts and tell Vince McMahon, "Don't even worry about giving us Das Boot. You can kick rocks. And best of luck to you in your future endeavors." You won't fire them for 2 reasons. And we know why that reason is. It's the one time black people get their version of white privilege. And number two, Sasha makes you way too much money. You won't say more than Charlotte. That's right. Even more than the man herself, Becky Lynch. Those two combined don't come close. Look it up. They don't come close to the merchandise sales that Sasha does. When Sasha shows the fuck up and fires on all cylinders, you're talking about the best wrestler in the world. Fuck Kenneth Omega. That overrated hack job. Fuck the Young Cucks. She's better than both of them. Okay? Fuck the Hangman. Adam Page. She's better than him. I'm sorry, these are facts. Not just wrestling-wise, but sports entertainment-wise, she can do either. That's why she's disappointed. We're just going to get right into it because I'm already ranting about it. Yes, Naomi and Sasha Banks walked the fuck out of the WWE, dropped their belts, and said, you know what women like to do now? They suck my dick. Because you guys want, you hate us so much, which we'll also get into a review of, you know, surprisingly, one of my favorite films, the new Alex Garland film, Sing a Cis White Male. But, you know, you hate us so much, a lot of y'all out there. I'm not saying all y'all females. Some of you like us, you know. You don't want to admit it, but you do. But a lot of y'all out there like to say you hate us, but you always want to mimic what we do as men. Especially the suck my dick thing. That's been new in the last 5 years where you women really get up there and be like, especially in men's face. I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes and heard it with my own ears. Even with this bum ear, I've heard it. I've seen you women do this, go up to me and be like, suck my dick. I'm not, but you know what you do. You know what you do. But the point of the matter is, Naomi, more led by Sasha, and I'm not going to agree with everybody that Naomi's a brain-dead idiot who just followed her friend and had no brain. She's smarter than you guys give her credit for, but we'll get into that in a minute. However, yes, this was mostly a Sasha Banks shit, because Sasha Banks has been doing this shit for a while now. And when she doesn't feel that she's respected, she will take her ball like Stone Cold back in the day, because she believes she's on that level. And, I mean, she said it herself. I didn't say this. Sasha, Mercedes Veronato herself, the woman, Sasha Banks. It was both the ego of Mercedes and the character of Sasha. She said it on Stone Cold's podcast. I'm on Vince McMahon's level. I eat steak like McMahon and fucking high-class salad. I ain't waiting for my piece of pizza and the cold hot dog no more. So you can stick it, old man, or you give me what I want. Well, the old man said, oh, hold the harvest. And you want to know something? I can't disagree with you, Sasha, because you are on that level of, woof, you're a beautiful woman. Check. I know we don't like to, well, but it's a part of the cosmetics, and you guys do it for the guys, too. That's why a lot of you licked lollipops and the fucking People's Sexiest Man of the Time magazine of people flew off the shelves the year Idris won, right? Because you ladies, there were some gay dudes, yes, but a lot of y'all ladies were flicking your mean green bean too and buying these because you've loved drooling over Idris, so let's not pretend that it's not cosmetic for everybody. You ain't seeing the fat fucking girls and you're definitely not seeing the fat fucking slobbing dudes get out there and get major motion picture Chris Pratt fucking, stop it. Knock the shit off. Let's stop. What does our girl Jade Cargill say to Tony every time she starts the interview? Tony, cut the shit. Do the same, please. So check, she's a beautiful woman. Two, she can wrestle. That's right. It took her a while, but now she's on a level where, I'm sorry, she's not better than Charlotte. She's almost there, but she's at least good. She's as good as Charlotte. She blows Becky Lynch out of the fucking water. You take Becky's mouth away from her, she ain't shit. The man my ass. Sasha Banks, the boss, is more the man than you are, Becky. I'm sorry, but you take that fucking mouth from you and you're dead. Unlike Sasha, who has all three. The looks, which you look good too, Becky, but it's not enough, because Sasha has the looks, the sports entertaining, the mouth. Oh, man, does she have the mouth, because it's spilled out here in reality. This is not a shoot, folks. This is, and I'm going to wrap the point up, because this is why I say, Sasha, I get you, but your ego ain't bigger than Vince's. There's only one man that's more petty than Curtis 50 Cent Jackson in this world. That's Vincent Kennedy McMahon, and we have the receipts to prove this. Because when you young ladies did what you did, not even fucking a day. They did it that night. They said, stop the show. Put this statement out there and you get this out about these two bitches doing the bullshit. That's why I'm glad we waited this long, because even more develops on top of what I'm about to say, and we'll talk about those happen as well, as they are officially suspended indefinitely. That means whenever Vince McMahon stops, you know, he's not so butthurt anymore, and Sasha, and he can find a way to parlay making lots of money off of Sasha again. You know, maybe when the third season of The Mandalorian comes out, even if she's not gonna be in it, they'll find some way to siphon gas off of it. Trust me, Vince McMahon's been doing this longer than most of us have been fucking born, you included, Sasha. So you're not gonna out-petty him. I know you think you can. You can't. And this proved it. He let Corey Graves release a statement on Raw itself, trashing you two, talking about how you're petty, spoiled little unprofessional brats, and you shouldn't even deserve to have had the titles with this kind of behavior. I mean, they let Corey Graves run Rorschach through you two young women verbally. And that was a lot of certain somebody else's writing. It wasn't Corey's. He's not a... He can't match petty even with a Mr. McMahon. So now we got that, and he trashed him, and then now we're gonna get this fuck buck tournament, because, you know, everybody loves... Because, you know, tournaments... This is what we do. We paint ourselves into a corner, regardless of what happens behind the scenes, we paint ourselves in the corner in the storylines, and then we either have a tournament, a triple threat, or a fatal four-way. We're obsessed with the triple threat. Oh, boy, are we obsessed with the triple threat. And don't just blame it on WWE, AEW. You're guilty of it, too. You just call it something different. Something you stole, by the way, from Conan and Lucha Underground. And now you're touting it as it's your own... The Trios match. Which you stole from Underground. But the point is... Now we're in a tournament. And Sasha Banks... It was announced yesterday. I believe on SmackDown, if I'm not mistaken. But it was announced yesterday. They are officially suspended, and we're going to have a tournament to decide who the new women's tag team champions will be. First of all, before you do the tournament, how about you? One thing they did get right, they gave you the belts back. You guys should throw those fucking pieces of shit in the incinerator, because those young ladies deserve better than that and come up with a better belt scheme than that. Piece of shit, sacrilegious-looking garbage that looks like something Satan wouldn't even touch as an upside-down cross meets a fucking circular globe. It's like, what are you doing? It represents nothing from nobody anywhere in any division of any combat sport whatsoever, real or predetermined. It's pathetic. I've seen people who have cosplayed and made their own belts in their basement that are better looking than that trash you have given these poor women. No wonder why Sasha and Naomi, especially Sasha, is losing her shit. I'm not even in the business behind the scenes, and us fans are losing our fucking minds because of this grot you are giving us. So I can only imagine what the talent is going through. My heart goes out to you. They call you spoiled. I would if I didn't stay loyal and watch this grot every day and it wasn't driving me fucking crazy by proxy over here. It's insanity. And that's why you're seeing wrestlers get released or leave out like this. And that's why you're seeing fans lose their shit, hop over the guardrails and start going after wrestlers regardless of what happens to them. People are like, what'd you think about the Dave Chappelle incident when the fan jumped and he got his... I'm like, that's a fucking Monday Night Raw on a regular now for whatever reason. Fuck, the independent show where the black dude went up to the white drunk hillbilly. He did nothing more than flip his hat off his head and the hillbilly snapped. He went like fucking Ken Shamrock back in the day in the zone. He snapped and headbutted the fuck out of that wrestler. I wouldn't be surprised if he busted his nose open. It was a headbutt heard around the world. Fuck the Will Smith slap. And then they got into it. Rightfully so. The wrestler's like, oh, this mother... I would have won... Quite frankly, the wrestler didn't do enough because I would have jumped over the guardrail and beat his fat redneck ass into oblivion. I would have beat his white ass so bad he would have thought he was black. Because there's no reason to go that nuts over some... If he spit in your face, then I'd say, yeah, you get his ass and head. You should have kicked the shit out of him because that's, according to the law, assault. So return assault with assault, in my view. I'm sorry, but I agree with it. Two wrongs do make a right sometimes. It may not make a right, but it makes you feel a whole fucking lot better. But he lost his shit over a hat flip. And this is what I'm talking about. This shit is turning all of us, the fans and the talent, insane. So I can kind of see a point of view of why Sasha and Naomi walked, especially in a company that's on a good day, lackluster at best. And that's being nice. On a good day, the you know, our saying, average, middle of the road, that's on a good day anymore with Monday Night Raw and the WWE. If we can get average, middle of the road, we're in the right direction. We're in the step in the right direction. That's how sad this shit is. And that's why we're all losing our fucking minds. Sometimes I'm tempted. That's why I'm glad I didn't go to the last wrestling show that I was planning. Because sometimes I want to jump over the barricade and beat fucking Khan's head in. And Vince McMahon's head in. And John Laurinaitis and all these fucking incompetent fuckwits who can't get this right. Because they don't want to. I don't do it because I have, beyond morals and ethics, I have some common sense. I'm not going to go to jail for 10, 20 years for beating up some pussy-ass billionaire piece of shit who ain't worth it anyway. But some people are willing to, take the gas chamber to go and try it. Some are, one attempted murder. And now we're really talking about insane shit. But all I'm saying is, you're driving us nuts, so I can understand Naomi and especially Sasha, because and that's another thing with this Naomi's brain dead. Naomi has been around longer than Sasha. She knows the business better than Sasha. On a veteran's level, she does. So we need to stop this bullshit like Naomi's a brain-dead idiot that had no will of her own and Sasha just put a gun to her head and said, "You bitch, you're dropping it too, because you're my girl, or I'll blow your fucking head." That didn't happen, so stop us. Yes, she was influenced because that is her girl, and it's not fake behind it. Like, that's her real best friend, one of them. But she's not completely brain dead either, so let's stop this fuckery, please. And I think, yippee, the Red Sox just, yep, the Red Sox defeat the Cucks 6-5. So they finally got off their knees and stopped blowing the game. Tomorrow, though, they'll be back on their knees. When they finish this series out with the Seattle Cucks tomorrow, oof, best believe, Seattle Mariners are going to come back and smash our shit into the wall. You heard it on record now. And this is from a diehard Red Sox fan who loves them. We're getting our shit smashed in tomorrow. Promise. Let's move on. We've talked enough about Naomi and Sasha, the drama, but Vince, you better watch it because you might see a whole Noah's Ark exodus of people out of your business. And you know what? He may not be able to get all of them, but he can get a good crop of them because he's still got daddy's money and daddy's still willing to front the bill for Tony Khan. So just watch your ass. Remember what The Undertaker told you back in the day when you were screwing with him. He told you, you better watch your ass Because the next time you get out of line with either one of us, and he was talking about his brother Cain, this is when they started the Brothers of Destruction, you're gonna be the one that ends up in the hospital. This I promise you. That's a warning you should heed for your business. Keep it up. And maybe you just don't care anymore because you really are planning to sell the shit and just say, fuck them, I got all the blood money from the Saudis, Fox, and NBC, and you're going to have the last laugh while the company burns. Congratulations, Vince, you became the billionaire you always wanted, but at what cost? Let's move on. This just makes me sick. And that's the guy a lot of y'all like to worship and kiss his ass and say he's the revolution. Fuck that. Fuck Vince McMahon. Fuck him. I'm not going to say fuck his family because his whole family ain't like that, but you should be ashamed of yourself, especially when your 100-whatever-year-old mother just passed away. You should be ashamed of yourself, Vince. Let's move on. Sick fuck. On a lighter note, I was able to see, well, I won't say on a lighter note because I don't think this was a real treat. I was able to see Firestarter. Hooray. I saw, and unfortunately I did, I was telling my friends, I was also telling Mike, you know, from Filmmaker Mike and the Boys, I was telling them, dude, I should have did it the other way around. Like, I did it, Firestarter, or I did Multitude of Madness with Doctor Strange first, which I enjoyed. I wasn't like blowing in my pants about it, but it was one of my more favorite Marvel, because I hate Feifel. Or, I mean, I keep doing that Marvel. I keep calling him Feifel because I got Feifel Goes West stuck in my head. I'm trying to find a copy of it because it's a nostalgia thing for me. It's something I grew up with as a little boy, and I liked Feifel Goes West. I understand a lot of people say the original one's better, but I like Feifel Goes West more. I did see the original one time, and I just don't like it. But Feifel Goes West is fucking hilarious. I don't know why, but I love it. But I keep calling them Feifel because when I forget that their name's Marvel, because to me they're meaningless bullshit, I end up calling them Feifel now because I can't. Feifel Mouskowitz, I gotta find the copy of that. But anyway, that's why I keep calling them Feifel. I'm not trying to be really funny. I just, when I forget their name, it's better than calling them cocksuckers. So, they would earn sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. I'm not going to get into the Martin Scorsese, Francis Ford Coppola, who thinks they should all be burnt to the ground. I'm like, that's excessive. Even if you don't like Marvel, that's excessive, because you're talking about, as much as I hate the studio too, you're talking about a studio that supplies many people with jobs they wouldn't normally have to put fucking, have money to put food on the table for their families and clothes on their back. You snob, that's why we hate you celebrities, because you fucking snobs already have all your money and you're fine, and you think the little man, well, fuck them, because I don't like Marvel, or I don't like DC. Y'all need to grow the fuck up, especially you 70-year-plus old white men who don't have no reason to be bitching. God, you're pathetic. But the point was, other than the fact that I'm getting tired of Thor, Love, and Thunder, I wish that would go. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to see that stupid fucking movie. I'm done with Marvel after that. I only went to support Sam Raimi and Benedict Cumberbatch. Otherwise, I would have told this movie to go fuck itself, but it was fine. But the point I was making before I went on to rant, it happens sometimes, I should have did it the opposite way. I should have went to see Firestarter first, then Doctor Strange, because obviously, out of the two, Firestarter was the much more grot-filled, horrid movie than because it wanted to be a Marvel movie. And the director, I looked into it, he even admitted he was trying to make this a superhero version of Stephen King's Adam. You're already fucking up. before you even said action and roll camera, you're already fucking up. But that's what we got. We got Firestarter. By far, to me, in my opinion, the worst film of the year so far. Ladies and gentlemen, you better not try, but if you're out there trying to make a worse film, you're going to have a high margin to reach, because Firestarter was absolute grot. Never have I envied Kurt Cobain blowing his brains out so much in a movie. I mean, this movie was fucking horrible. It was terribly, terribly, terribly paced. Because there were, like, I like Gloria Rubin. She's awesome. From ER back in the day. She's a fantastic actress. And I liked the idea of her being a villain with some kind of power. But by the time we got to really know who she was, oh, the movie's almost over. And we're going to kill the bitch. Like, really? Same with Zac Efron. I'm just spoiling this shit all the way, because no one should subject themselves. I shouldn't have had to subject myself to this piece of shit. I should have trusted my instinct and just watched it on the cock. That's why I got the subscription back in the first place. That and to watch another grot-filled fest, which was Backlash WrestleMania. But yes, I went to the theater, I paid money to see this piece of dog shit, and I regret. I felt dirty doing it. Because once again, I'm giving money to Jason Blum and his greedy fucking brain-dead ass who knows nothing about horror or genre in general. A lot of y'all tout that he's the new Roger Corman. He's the new Roger Buck. You know who that is, Roger Buck? Nobody does, because he was a nobody that ever existed, and that's the way Jason Blum should have been, but he got lucky. He probably has some really nasty dirt on somebody to be even able to even get through Hollywood. I mean, he's got something about someone molesting children, and I don't take that lightly, but he has something nasty. Nickelodeon scandal nasty. There's no way he would have got in otherwise. He's not talented enough to do so. And he doesn't have the brains to be a talented enough producer. So he has something on somebody to make him to be able to have gotten through the door in the first place. And now we're stuck with him. Because he has had tremendous success. Because there was a time, I'll even admit, Jason actually gave a fuck about and had passion for what he was doing as a producer in a studio, a runner of a studio. But then when he made all that money off The Conjuring and The Paranormal Activity run and even the first couple of Purge, because y'all trash him now, but a lot of y'all went and seen him, myself included, in the first three installments. And it made him a lot of money. And then he was able to get his hooks on Halloween. And now Firestarter and all these franchises. Because, and I'm even to blame. That's why I'm sickened by it. Because I did support him. Even I'm to blame for this fire run amok in horror now. It's gotten embarrassing with Jason at this point. And Firestarter just hammers that home. Firestarter is embarrassing. Not just as a horror, as a film, and as filmmakers, y'all should be ashamed of yourselves, and you shouldn't be embarrassed that you allowed that to go out into the atmosphere. It's an embarrassment. Not like Hollywood cares at this point. I mean, they're such an embarrassment politically, entertainment-wise, everything. So I don't think they care about being an embarrassment across the world anymore. And this doesn't prove any different. This movie was a 2 out of 10. And that's only and the only reason why you deserve 2 out of 10 is because of the John and Cody Carpenter soundtrack. Otherwise, you'd be getting a negative 5 out of 10. But John and Cody Carpenter, the Carpenter duo, father and son, saved your punk asses from that fate. That's why you hired them, Jason, ain't it? because you knew this film was fucking dog shit, and you're just siphoning and doing what every other cliche fucking producer and movie studio does now, siphoning off the well, the dried up dead well that is Stephen King adaptations. And this comes from a guy who loves Stephen King, but it's time to hang up the fucking Stephen King adaptation hat already. You've run his great stories into the ground enough. You make 4 good ones and then smash 20. Well, they did it. Chapter 1 and 2. Great. You also remember The Dark Tower, right? What a treat that was. Oh, the Carrie remake wasn't so bad. Maybe not, but they did The Stand remake. What a treat that was. Do we really gotta play this little game and still live off the dead body of Stanley Kubrick too? Well, there's always hope for The Shining. Dr. Sleep almost did it. Well, for every Shining, and I'll even give you Dr. Sleep, because Dr. Sleep wasn't bad. We get movies like Cell, starring John Cusack and a phoning it in Samuel L. Jackson to a mediocre story that was made by Stephen King in his later career anyway. But the well's not dry. Okay. The best we've come up with so far is the man in the the man running through the lawn. In the tall grass. Where the butt fucks go, or whatever the fuck it is. And that was mediocre at best. Y'all need to stop the Stephen King shit, because you're not good enough to do it, apparently. So, it's time to hang it up, because Firestarter is the last straw for me. But we're not, because there's like 70 more adaptations of Stephen King shit coming down the pike in the next 5 years. And that's not... There literally is, like, more shit coming. They want to make a third It film. It Chapter 3. But they can't decide if they want to do that or turn it into a series, because you know you're incompetent at your jobs. Just stop. Just fucking stop. Give me my fucking Hellraiser reboot already and stop with the Stephen King shit. Do some more Clive Barker works and stop with the Stephen King shit. You know there's other people out there, and they're not all, I know, you don't want to do Lovecraft because he's a fucking racist, we get it. You know we have Dean Koontz, like, you know that. And you like the race, you like to talk about the racist shit, there's a lot of black, African-American horror writers you haven't even touched yet because you're too obsessed with licking King's lollipop. Let's go back to what Jade Cargill says. Cut the shit. Moving on. Firestarter was a dumpster fire. I'll go with Doctor Strange. Especially some of the violence that was in there. I was surprised that Marvel had any balls whatsoever to let Sam Raimi do anything. Especially they really let him do a callback to Evil Dead. When he's doing the fucking spirit dancing or whatever. You have to see it for yourself. I don't want to spoil it. I would say, because Marvel actually had balls, 8.95 out of 10. Not bad. Could have been better, but that would have required Marvel to fall the fuck back and let their artists actually, you know, be artists, but they're not capable of that. Especially Kevin. Are you, Mr. Feige? You love that Marvel money too much to actually let artists, you know, be artists. But anyway, maybe you'll get Scorsese or Coppola to do your next one, huh? Oh, God. That's when I know hell officially froze over. When I hear announcing, you know, especially if it's all three of them, Sir Ridley Scott, Sir Martin Scorsese, and Sir Francis Ford Coppola, they all agree to sign on the dotted line of a Marvel film, I know officially Satan is dead and hell froze over and Jesus is returning to planet Earth. That's the only way that could happen. Even if you don't believe in God, that's the only way that could happen. And that's not me being funny. That's the truth, because those guys apparently cannot stand Marvel. That one was on purpose. But they can't stand Marvel, so it's never going to happen. Anyway. Not in this multiverse, anyway. Maybe in another version of the... Who knows? But it wasn't a bad film, especially for Marvel. And their new shit looks like grot. I'm sorry, but Thor Love and Thunder looks like average, middle-of-the-road grot. You can set that flaming bag of dog shit somewhere else. Don't put it on my door, because I'm not stomping it out. I might stomp you out for putting it on my door, but I'm just going to let the bag burn, because I'm done with Marvel. Enough's enough. I'd be excited if DC could get their head out of their fucking ass once in a while, and they get off their knees and stop blowing the game, but... And I don't see this merger with Discovery making it any better. I think, as a matter of fact, I hate to break it, especially to some guys like Mike, they're going to make it worse. And it might spill over to us in wrestling, because what I've been told is, and they run the Turner area from what I'm told, they have broadcasting rights to TNT. I don't know how it works, but they do. And I've been told they do not like professional wrestling. So we're off to the fucking Monday Night War WCW races again. Hooray. Only difference is Tony's dad has more money than Ted Turner did at the time. And not only that, he's got a lot more fucking balls than Ted ever had. Anywho, let's move on from the wrestling on that point. What was in the... Oh. Okay. So, I know I'm going to start off with this, and it's going to sound like I hate this movie. And I'm trashing it, but this has to be said because this movie does this shit. But it doesn't do it to an egregious point that the trailer... One thing I will say about... We're going to talk about, and I'm going to do minor spoilers. I will give it, because it just came out yesterday. We're going to talk about Alex's new film, the director of Ex Machina, which it's still his best film. Not this one's better than Annihilation. That's the second film he did, Alex Garland. Let me make sure I'm doing your name right, because last time I called you Edgars, and... And rightfully so, I should have got that correct, but
that's not who did it, god damn you.
I'm like, okay, take it easy, it was a Freudian slip, because you're perfect, right? You've never fucked up. But it is, Alex Garland, and he is a promising young man coming... But this new movie, his new movie, Cis White Male, excuse me, Men, is way better than Annihilation. And I didn't hate Annihilation, but... And he wrote both of these, and I'm pretty sure he wrote Men. It's got him all over it, even some of his bias. So he has to get... It's not just, oh, he directed something. No, he wrote and direct both of these films. Annihilation was nowhere near as close as good in quality content or acting all around as Ex Machina. Ex Machina just hit differently. However, Cis White Male, his new movie Men, comes damn close. It just comes a hell of a lot closer than Annihilation did. And like I said, I don't hate Annihilation, but after we got such a banger... In Ex Machina, Annihilation was not a good follow-up. Men, however, this might be my favorite movie of the year. I will say, though, that being said, the ending, especially the art house, and this is an elevated horror art house ending. You could see it coming. If you really paid attention, you could see, especially in the last 20 minutes and what they were doing with, you know, man being, and it, that's one of the questions that is asked. They do man bad, every all around the corner. Man's gonna grape you. He's gonna grope and grape you, and rip your clothes off and have his way. Cause that's what we do. We're Vikings still. That is in there, but then he also goes, "What part do you play in it?" This movie is going to, on both sides, ask questions to both parties and both sexes that they are not going to want to hear. They're not going to want to hear these questions being asked, and I like movies that do that. And I'm not just talking about for men. I'm talking about for women as well, because this movie takes a mirror to women's face and critically makes them look and does something that they, especially the feminist, love to do a straw man of, bring up that I'm being blamed for, well, not for nothing, y'all like to tell us, and this is true, and you should be given credit for it. You can produce life through your nether regions. Let's just not be nasty, but down with the fire down below, you young ladies can create life. You can snuff it out as well. So yes, you do have some responsibility for what men do, because after all, you created men. That is not disputable. You women even like to throw, especially the feminists, love to throw that in cis white male faces. And this is coming from, you know, a non-cis white male. I'm a half-cis. But then I also have, the other half is black thug blood. And that's not me being stereotypically against black. Like, my dad was a thug. And he was proud of it. He'd put your fucking brains on the ground just for scuffing his new Adidas. That kind of crazy. And that's why I'm a little fucked up in the head. That, and because my parents were so kind to do meth when I was in the womb, I'm lucky I have any fucking brains at all. So I understand it. But it makes everybody, Alex makes everybody look at each other. He makes men, it goes beyond, well, you just catcall. It's made me rethink some things about what I might do. And how, I'm not going to say I'm going to change my life, but it makes you think, and these are the type of movies I enjoy. It makes you think, what the fuck are you doing? And I hope it does the same for a lot of you young ladies out here, because you need the help right now. You don't want to take a look in the mirror, but you guys love this guy. A lot of women do, too, especially after Ex Machina and Annihilation. They think he's the feminist hero. I don't think you'll say that so much after this has had its circulation, because once again, as I'm recording this, this has only been out for 2 days, and on it's going on its second night as we're heading into the evening. Once it has its run, a lot of y'all out here who used to call him your hero, you might be trying to start to cancel him, because he makes everybody look at each other and go, what am I doing? He even makes you take a critical look at women's paranoia of that man around the corner, because in this movie, it could be that men are scum. Or it could also be she's traumatized and paranoid from the suicide of her husband, and now she thinks all men are out to manipulate her because her husband was a disgusting piece of shit. They were planning to divorce each other because it just happens. I'm sorry. And I get it. I get the religious bullshit. And I don't like to call it bullshit, but I get the religious aspect. But not everybody can live to the letter of the Mormon Christian law where you stay married forever. Some men and women are both not happy and they want to call it quits. She was not happy. She wanted to leave, and he used suicide to try and manipulate her into staying with him and not divorcing him. And he did kill himself. And that also goes into talking about the mental health issue in not just this country, but around the world, that people love to kiki and laugh it up and make a joke out of. This movie doesn't do it. It goes, this shit's real and you're going to look at it. It does a This movie does what Pinhead says he'll do in Hellraiser 3. I'm here to press the stinking face of society into its cold black heart. He doesn't really do that, and he lets his minions do it, but Alex Garland actually does that with this film, and he makes society look at its disgusting, depraved heart. Contrary to some of your dumbass beliefs out there, it ain't all unicorns, dandelions, and puppy dogs and rainbows around. That's a fucking
delusional utopia and a bubble you're living in the real world, it's nasty out here. As, you know, 3-6 Mafia won an Oscar for writing, it's hard out here for a pimp. Men and women included. So, let's go back to my girl, that sexy black goddess, Jade Cargill, as humanity, let's cut the shit. So, now I'm going to have to write a check to Miss Cargill, because we're dropping, not that she created cut the shit, I mean, let's not be, I've been saying that for a while, even before she was wrestling, but I like Jade. She's fine, and she's got a lot of great potential in the future if she keeps to her craft as a professional wrestler or even a sports entertainer. She keeps taking it seriously like she has been. She's going to be great. But we don't need to get back on a wrestling tape. Ooh, he's 51? I knew he's from England, but I didn't know he was that old. No wonder why he's getting done quick. I don't like to say he's old, but, you know, my age is late to be starting movies, they tell me. So, 51, he's only had 3 movies out. Not bad. He has written other stuff, like apparently he wrote Dread, the movie Sunshine, which was fantastic. I knew he wrote The Beach, which is a testament to his talent, because The Beach is very well written. Yes, the same Leonardo DiCaprio, The Beach. You're quite a bit, man. 28 days late. Fuck, dude. Okay, let's make, before we move off and give the final grade to Men, because I'm going to end up spoiling it more than I already have, and I don't want to. Let's make sure we're giving, because I know Danny Boyle directed it, but who wrote this? Because if you're giving credit to him, it was Alex. It was both him and Danny Boyle. Okay, so yes, this is accurate. Damn, I didn't know he, and he did do 28. I had no idea he wrote so many bangers, man. Like, he's a talented man. So he's not new. He has been doing this for a while. He's just newer to the director's chair, which is, hate to break it to a lot of y'all, if you even make it at all, you want to be like, elevated horror. A lot of y'all are going to be stuck, myself included possibly, if you're busting your ass and dedicating yourself to it. A lot of us are going to be stuck in Writersville for 5, 10, maybe even 15 years before you touch your first director's chair and sit in it. That's just a cold, harsh reality, especially when you're working in the horror movie genre. Especially when that horror movie genre has a stranglehold over it by a fucking mad titan crazier than Thanos named Jason Blum. It's the only reason why I let the elevated horror shit get away with what they get away with, because they're the only dogs at the door keeping the demons at bay. And I hate to admit that, but that is true. The demons as only one, Satan himself, Jason Blum. But let's not get back on bashing Blum. Let's finish this. This was a really good movie, and it's Northman. If Northman's 10 out of 10, this is 9 out of 10. So I'll give this a 9.5 out of 10. This was a great film. The reason why I can't really be over the moon about it is because that ending is fucking predictable. Even if you were trying to do an elevated horror art house ending, Ray Charles, in the peak of his blindness, could have seen that shit coming. Fuck, Jamie Foxx, we all know what he did to earn his Oscar for Ray. We heard the stories of how he taped his eyes down so he could feel what Ray had to go through on a regular basis and have an authentic. You want to talk about good method acting, not obnoxious Jared Leto method acting. Jamie is a talent, I'll tell you. But the point is, Jamie, with his eyes taped, could have seen that ending coming. It's pathetic. That's why I can't say, this is a must for everybody, and it is a 10 out of 10. This is elevated horror proving James Pinhead wrong. No, it's not, because that fucking ending was predictable. Especially with the way you set up that her husband was scumbag, grot, garbage. Yeah, I saw that ending. But we're not going to say. We're not going to say. Because it was a mindfuck. The last 20 minutes were some of the most bizarre, crazy shit I've seen in a long time. And I loved it. Especially for, you know, a more... I see shit like that in underground horror films that are batshit, especially the Japanese and Korean shit, but, and we're gonna get into one, but that's kind of overhyped right now. It's from Taiwan. We'll get into that in a minute, and then we'll wrap this show up, because we're running out of time. But for a higher, you know, more in-the-know horror film, that was a batshit crazy. For the lack of a better term, even though it's not mainstream horror film, because... Let's face it, Alex Garland is not exactly mainstream Jason Blum horror, but he's more mainstream than some of the underground horror films I've seen with this kind of batshit crazy ending, so. Now I even think about it, I have to drop it to an 8.75 out of 10. Yeah, it's an 8.75 out of 10, but it is the best so far. Once again, we gotta rely on fuckboy Jason Blum for the black phone with Ethan Hawke. But Ethan, and not only that, the young man directing it, I forgot his name, but he directed Doctor Strange, the first one, and he directed one of my favorite fucking horror films. Not the sequel, but one of my favorite fucking modern horror films in the last 15 years, the first Sinister. I think it's Dickerson. Let me look it up because he deserves the respect. Because those were two fantastic films in my view. But especially Sinister. The first Sinister was creepy, depraved. Everything good horror should be without... It crosses the line sometimes, but it doesn't do it to an excess. Yeah, Scott Derrickson. He'll be directing... The Black Phone, and it will star what is supposed to be a creepy, unsettling performance by Ethan Hawke. That's what's going to make me go to the theater and turn a blind eye that it is being produced by, once again, the Mad Titan, Jason Blum. So, actually, we'll discuss the Taiwanese film in the next episode because I want to keep you waiting. Plus, there's another thing I gotta discuss that'll kind of flow in the same type of horror discussion with that film. But we will be discussing and reviewing what is such an overhyped film. And I'm not saying it's bad. We'll get into a discussion of it. But the brutality made me faint. Maybe I'm just desensitized, but the sadness, the exclusive film that's making people faint. Walk the fuck out. Yes. Like, we haven't even gotten to Cronenberg's, Thought Crimes or whatever. That's really supposed to be making people nauseous and walk out. I've heard a lot of, even, like, Die Hard, like, people that can handle walked out of Cronenberg's new movie. But this movie was supposed to be, I was like, please, Cronenberg, don't do that to me. Really mess with me. I want to be, like, disgusted and have to take a cold shower by your, because everybody keeps doing this and they're not living up to it. I know that sounds disgusting, but don't tease me. You know, it's like when you tell me the fat girl's coming over to suck my dick and give me a good old plow, and all you brought to me was a box of cheese pizza by midnight. That's bullshit. Don't promise something and you don't bring it. If you're going to promise the fat girl coming over to my house to fuck the shit out of me, you better bring the fat girl, or your ass is going to be the one getting fucked. It's false advertisement, and it's disgusting to consumers. I don't respect it. One more time, what does Miss Cargill say? Cut the shit. Love you guys. Thank you for wasting your hard-earned time with a nut job like me. I appreciate it. I'm going to bang out one more episode probably tomorrow, depending on if we get new developments, because once again, with the Sasha Naomi thing, we're getting developments every time, so... And we will be discussing and reviewing The Sadness. It wasn't bad, but y'all need to stop this. Okay? Stop it.
Anyway, hope you guys have a great time and get out there, suck some good dick, and eat some good pussy and have a great day. Tear up the bento box, baby.